Buddy today.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It's day two of the Ian incarceration. Ian is, he's not here this evening simply because he's in jail. So we're not going to talk about that tonight. If you want to hear more about that, you'll have to tune in to the Friday night podcast that's available at freetalklive.com. But it's a show about your calls, so call in at 1-800-259-9231. But while we're waiting for calls, we tend to talk about some things that we find. And it's Mark here with you.
And it is Guard.
My mistake. I pushed the wrong microphone button.
Sitting in for the no longer Free Talk Live, Ian.
You can tell it's amateurs on a Saturday night. I mean, normally Ian is handling the board, and I'm sitting over there in the number two seat.
I'm in the Mark seat right now. Thanks for letting me come in, Mark. This is a very, as they say in the Asian curse, interesting time.
Yeah, that's I want to live an interesting time.
Right.
But let's go on with this story here. This is sort of a story about unintended consequences, because you know that politicians, they know exactly what to do with your life.
Absolutely.
If they didn't, it wouldn't, they wouldn't be able to pass all these laws that, suggest how you must live your life.
That's it. That's why I elect them, to tell my neighbors how to run their lives.
Right. And all of them, because neighbors are too stupid to know how they should live their own lives.
I have contempt for them. Isn't that great?
And that's really how freedom goes.
Like, that's
freedom,
the modus operandi.
Everybody knows that they could handle their own life. It's those other people.
That's right.
And, I certainly understand there's plenty of ways that people live their lives that I don't like, but, let's take a look here.
Right.
Nebraska officials said they're concerned about an apparent rush by parents to drop their teenage children off at hospitals before the lawmakers changed the state's troubled safe haven law. The latest case came from the day before the state legislature kicked off a special session to add an age limit to the law. So this law allows people to drop off their children at, fire departments, schools, hospitals, places like that, with no repercussions to themselves. I think the idea was, that young teenage mother who just can't take care of their baby, rather than them tossing it in a dumpster, they'd drop it off at a fire station.
Right.
Now I want to seem cavalier about infanticide here. I have one at my house, and gosh, I like him a lot. I think my infant is fabulous.
Yeah.
However, the idea that it's a miracle or it's unusual is really overblown. There's almost 7 billion people on this hunk of dirt, and they're breeding like bunnies. I'm not saying that not every infant isn't special and unique. They're each snowflakes. I learned that in kindergarten. I know it's true.
Absolutely.
And I believe that those infants have the right to life. Mm-hmm. However, I think that these laws kind of muddy the waters and make things harder, not easier. Let me go on. On Thursday, a boy, 14, and his 17-year-old sister were dropped off at an Omaha hospital. The girl ran away from the hospital, officials said. A 5-year-old boy was left by his mother at a different hospital. The day before, a father flew in from Miami, Florida. They're flying in from other states, Gardner, to drop their children off in Nebraska.
So, and we're saying drop them off, and essentially they're saying discard their children.
Discard their children in Nebraska, yes.
Break the bonds of parenthood.
Yep.
All right.
So, Governor Dave Heineman, this is hilarious. Governor Dave Heineman, please don't. He's
I'm glad you're saying, adding that extra syllable there.
Heineman? Yeah. I don't know.
No.
He says, he's quoted here as, please don't bring your teenager to Nebraska. Think of what you're saying. You're saying that you no longer support them. That you no longer love them. Poor guy. He's got people dropping the teenagers off of the state. So Nebraska's safe haven law was intended to allow parents to hand over an infant anonymously to a hospital without being prosecuted. Of the 34 children that have been dropped off at hospitals, officials said not one of them has been an infant. All but 6 have been older than 10, because nobody wants those darn teenagers around anyway.
Yes.
whatever sort of good feeling and feedback you got, that crap was over when they learned to speak.
Okay.
According to Nebraska Department of Health and Human Service analysis, state officials said that because of legislative procedures, it will take at least a week to change the language of the safe haven law, creating a window for more parents to fly in and take advantage of the loophole in the statute. Okay, so I'm not saying that I think parents should drop their kids off, and I'm not saying that I think that children are horrible beings that need to be dropped off by their parents. What I'm trying to say here is that we've created this whole mess. We being the Americans have allowed the legislators to do that. If this 14-year-old boy was allowed to go get a job and work on his own, he wouldn't be the burden to his, I think that was the father that dropped it off. Anyway, to his family that he obviously currently is now. For some reason, the family wants to get rid of the 14-year-old boy. Mm-hmm. There was a time in this nation. Now, try to take your away out of your mind the preconceptions that you have about, you know, childhood and rearing and, you know, all those things. Now, imagine a time before when having children was an asset. You wanted to have them so that they could work and, you know, provide for the family. I've heard many stories about children in their, you know, mid and early teens supporting younger siblings, you know, going out and getting jobs, lying about their ages in order to do so. Those days are over.
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen. Now your child's going to, if for some reason they, you know, say both parents die, the older sibling isn't going to be able to take care of the younger sibling. They're going to be sent off to foster homes. They'll be lucky to be together. You know, they're going to be in, you know, some kind of ward of the state. All kinds of terrible things happen in those situations. There's brutality. They're not much better than prisons. And I'm not saying foster homes. There's some great foster parents out there. There's some really crappy ones too.
Yeah.
But these institutions, these state institutions, they're, you know, not much better than prison. And things that happen in prison happen there. It's really unfortunate, and a kid can't have their freedom. This 14-year-old can't go out and get a job. Why? Because we passed laws. Now, that's I'm not right. saying that every 14-year-old, that we need to have 14-year-olds in canning factories getting their fingers lopped off like they saw in the jungle, which, by the way, Upton Sinclair's book has been, you know, kind of shown to be inaccurate in some ways.
Yeah.
However, I do think that a young person should be able to go to work. I do think they should be able to get a job. I started working at 12 years old.
Yeah.
Now, I'll admit that I was putting in, there's 18, probably 18 hours a week. I'll admit that I was doing it not necessarily for cash. I was doing it for trade, for comic books. And at 12 years old, I probably wasn't doing much except putting comics in alphabetical order and that kind of thing.
You see, you created your own sweatshop there. Yep. That child labor's got to be stopped.
Well, there was
you can't have that.
There was the shock collar. I mean, do you think that qualifies? the boss had a bullwhip and some chaps.
I seem to remember when hearing about this when this was extant, when this law, and it's still extant, but
yeah.
Either when they adopted it, or I don't know if it's an older law, but I seem to remember something about this law a couple years ago or a year ago that they were going to be opening up this thing or they had passed this thing. And one of the things that strikes me about this is, okay, look, if you're going to be operating under the government state paradigm, you're going to be coming up with certain rules about parenthood, evidently. And it just depends whether you're the liberal type or the conservative type as to how much you need the state to protect children.
Right.
And how much that, therefore, correlates into force on parents. Do we then corral all parents and make them all treat their kids the exact same way? And, of course, then you've got the child labor laws. One of the things that strikes me on this thing is, there's another aspect to it. What if you get people coming in from out of state with kids who are real problems that they can't change just through behavioral activities, such as kids who are mildly or severely retarded, kids who are very heavy burdens because of physical problems that they can't overcome? It's unlikely, but you could see some parents going in and say, look, this is our alternative. This is the way to get out. And
it's likely. It's very
likely. Tricky situation. So, you know, what they're doing is they're placing these kids into other people's hands. All right, if you had a private system where people could try to do something for some sort of a profit motive to try to handle their kids, to try to do something for their kids, there would be a whole different way to look at this thing than if you have the government situation that has a one-size-fits-all policy.
1-800-259-9231. Do you think that children shouldn't be allowed to work? Do you think that children should be forced to go to school until they're 18 years old? Do you have any other ideas on how people should be forced to raise their kids? Give me a call at 800-259-9231.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas, policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
If I had something to spray on my license plate that would block off the camera, you bet you, Bubba, bring it on.
KETV News Watch 7. That will render a license plate unreadable to the red light cameras.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's PhotoBlocker. This revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com and check out the newscast showing the PhotoBlocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's PhotoBlocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate, and when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
With Christmas right around the corner and an unstable economy looming, finding the right gift can be tough. Why not give the gift of an Excalibur dehydrator? The Excalibur dehydrator is not only economical, but also fun for the whole family. Save hundreds of dollars by drying your own fruits, vegetables, and meats. Make your own healthy snacks or start storing your own healthy food in case of emergencies, all with no added salts, fats, and preservatives. What a perfect gift for the health-conscious person in your family or for a friend who vows to eat healthier this coming year, even if that friend is you. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Excalibur Dehydrator wishes you and yours health and wellness for the new year.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Call in about anything you want. We're live this Saturday night. This isn't some kind of recorded show like, well, you expect to get on a Saturday night. This one's live. We're on 44 stations coast to coast. The number is 800-259-9231. My name's Mark.
And I'm Guard.
Yep, Guard sitting in for Ian, who's sitting in jail.
Sitting on the dock of the bay.
Yeah, if the dock of the bay is
my life,
some kind of
away.
Cotton jail.
Yes, indeed. It was very interesting to listen to you guys last night. Of course, we're on the largest audience tonight, so if people aren't aware, Ian has been thrown a big boomerang in his life here as his battle against some of the local code enforcement
for
people brought him to court. And it looked like the court, if you go to freekeen.com, it looked like the court was all ready to have him all set to get contempt of court charges. So he will be in the slammer for a while for not harming anyone. And, Mark, last night, before we get back to the subject that you brought up at the opening, last night you brought up, I thought, a very interesting point that I hope people will remember. He is being incarcerated after having harmed no one.
That's correct. And, you know, it would seem obvious there was a railroad attempt to me. If you want to see it, you can go to freekeen.com, see the video. We talked about it in depth last night. You can go to freetalklive.com and get the podcast, and you can hear all the facts.
Yes, sir.
Care about it, but until then, let's talk about that. You said you had a story there on Obama.
Oh, yes, yes. Over at the Repairman Jack website, actually, there's a bunch of great people there. That's the F. Paul Wilson website, mm-hmm. And they have a political section there where people post stories. And there was a story from Comcast News posted by a woman who goes by the name of Webby. And very interesting. This one comes Comcast News, Dateline Washington, Tuesday, November 11th. President-elect Obama, for all those people who are still having withdrawal from the election adrenaline charge, as those of us who could care less about either one of those guys just thumbed our middle digits and said, I'm sorry, I'll believe in freedom. President-elect Obama's advisors are crafting plans to close the Guantanamo Bay prison and prosecute terrorism suspects in the U.S., and I think this is the first time I can actually say, you know what? I wondered whether Obama might actually be a little bit better on civil liberties. Of course, those who understand freedom understand that the so-called civil liberties and economic liberties are one and the same, but we can get to that some other time.
Yeah, it gets a little deep for some folks. And
it's very strange why leftists don't understand that you should be free to conduct your business in a peaceful manner with people who want to do business with you without interference.
You think that it's okay for people to marry whomever they want, but it's not okay for them to run their business the way they want?
I can't buy
what the
a
hell?
Car from
I can
a company.
I can marry my best friend Ralph, but I can't smoke a cigarette in my own bar I own.
It's incredible. Once you can sort of achieve that sort of consistency, you feel very comfortable in recognizing and criticizing the faults of some of these groups.
It's the same with the conservatives, though.
Absolutely.
The conservatives say, you know, they're all about small government until you start talking about gay people getting married
and
people selling pornography and gambling with their
money. Absolutely.
The body's the temple. Jesus.
And Mark, you know,
you can't
and I know,
smoke marijuana.
There are people in the audience now listening to us who say, no, we have to do this. And just take a step back and please look at the way you treat your neighbor about peaceful interaction. Leave him alone. And this is a very interesting story. Getting on to what is typically seen as the civil liberty side of things, the Bush administration, of course, held these guys in Guantanamo for years without any sort of a trial to actually present the evidence, habeas corpus, the presentation of the corps of evidence against these guys, mm-hmm. the body of evidence. So now, I don't think, as I commented over at Repairman Jack's website, I don't think that he's doing this for any constitutional reasons. I think he's doing this out of emotional reasons, as many of the people who believe in the so-called civil liberty side of it do.
Barack Obama is a constitutional scholar, so I'm not willing. No, it's true. I mean, he was at Harvard. Now, I think it's laughable, the people that call themselves constitutional scholars. I think it's laughable, the people that call themselves Supreme Court justices.
Yes,
because
yes.
When, you know, it's pretty clear to me that the one criteria that there is to be a Supreme Court justice is that you could be completely unable to read the English language.
I know.
One of my favorites here is the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Yes.
And then what do? They say, well, yeah, but we can infringe
well,
it.
Well, that's exactly it. Yeah.
No.
You bring up a couple great points.
Infringed.
And before we get to the Obama decision that seems to be impending, just on what you mentioned in the Supreme Court, Mark is referring to the decision in the Heller case by Antonin Scalia, where he spent 66 pages.
I'm referring to every single
but in that particular instance,
Supreme Court, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Right.
It's one feather on the bird.
You're free to own and carry a gun, except.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. In the Heller case, if people actually read his decision, he goes through 66 pages on valid historical notes about how the right to keep and bear arms is an individual right. And which is all fine. All he had to do was use logic to say rights are inherently individual because groups are composed of individuals, so they're reducible to the individuals. He just uses logic, and in three sentences, he's done. But it's okay. He used the historical examples. But then at the end, he says, oh, and by the way, even though we know it's an individual right, and, you know, in this case, the D.C. gun ban is unconstitutional, rights can be attenuated.
Yeah, attenuated.
So he's saying he's changed the definition of a right.
Right, and changed the definition of abridged.
Yes.
Well, it's not infringing here. It's not infringing. It's attenuated.
Yes, yes.
We're not changing the channel. We're just tuning it in real fine, folks.
And as far as Obama being a constitutional scholar, before we get back to this story, which was going to upset many, many Republicans out there. Because this has been a bone of contention between Republicans and Democrats and
about
Gitmo,
this
but
Guantanamo thing. I understand where you're coming from. I believe that there's some great things we could find out a great deal about these prisoners and what went on as far as giving them trials. But what about, what do you do with these guys? I mean, are we ever going to let them go?
This is the point that I've been making over and over.
They didn't commit a crime in the United States.
There's
no jurisdiction.
A couple of years ago, I wrote a piece about this for the Von Mises website, right? And I got so much abuse from traditional conservatives and neocons who did not get it. They had no concept of what I was discussing. This is the thing. Guantanamo Bay, Obama is thinking about trying these guys in U.S. courts. That is the correct way to do it. Why? It's very simple, and I know we have some callers who might want to comment on this. The issue is not whether or not these guys are non-uniformed combatants, and therefore they're not protected by the Geneva Accords or anything like that. Because, in fact, if you read Article 3 of the Geneva Accords, if any signatory nation is engaged in military operations on the soil of another signatory nation, and Iraq and Afghanistan are both signatory nations, anyone captured by our soldiers has to be treated as a prisoner of war and afforded all the protections thereof.
We went to their house. The fact that they weren't wearing uniforms,
it doesn't matter. I have repeated this over and over.
People make this distinction.
So,
well, these people were just running around in civilian clothes. Well, they have no obligation to you to defend their country in uniforms.
Right. The Guantanamo case starts from step one. We did not declare war. Without a declaration of war, the Bush administration thought, oh, we won't have to treat these guys as prisoners of war. But if they don't treat them as prisoners of war, there's only one thing the U.S. Constitution and the Congress provided for. That was trial under U.S. criminal code as terrorists, but instead they tried to find a third way.
We got Glenn and Van on the line, 800-259-9231, Free Talk Live.
Imagine feeling totally helpless. Imagine thinking and hearing clearly, but unable to move as the ground rises to meet you. Imagine the pain of 1,000 needles as your body is invaded, locked, and hammered by 50,000 volts of the latest in taser technology. If this sounds scary, imagine how it would feel for anyone attempting to victimize a friend, loved one, or even yourself. FortressTactical.com offers you the same technology, trusted by police departments from around the world, specializing in less lethal defense. Fortress Tactical carries only the best in U.S.-built protection equipment, like the new Taser C2, which includes a holster, two extra cartridges, and free shipping all for one low price. Visit FortressTactical.com. That's FortressTactical.com. With Christmas just around the corner, give the gift of protection this year by visiting FortressTactical.com. Prohibited in certain states and counties. See website for details.
We have a new president coming into office in January. His number one word of use is change. What if
The change was not the change America expected. What if all natural products were handed over to the pharmaceutical companies to be eradicated? What if the only remedy for sickness and disease was to take drugs? This hasn't happened yet. I repeat, not yet. Prepare and defend your body with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. In an ever-changing world where toxins, chemicals, fluoride infiltrate every level of your system every day, take charge and get the tea. Online, that's GetTheTea.com, GetTheTea.com. Or call us 928-308-0408. Order now, 928-308-0408. Don't wait until it's too late. GetTheTea.com.
SurvivalProperty.com. Longtime survivalist author Ragnar Benson wrote, "A survival retreat is a place you go to live, not die. It is a place out of the mainstream of events that contains the means to survive without outside support. A place where you find shelter, protection, food, water, medicine, and warmth you prepared for yourself. It is defensible and is put together with a realistic understanding of what the dangers will be." Ragnar Benson also said, "Why retreat? This is a question that 90% of our population cannot and will not answer. If they could, that same 90% would have to admit that things may not continue on as they are now. They would also have to admit that they will need a retreat, something completely impossible for the average American to do. Act now before it's too late. In order to find your new, high-security, self-sufficient, off-grid, beautiful retreat property, visit SurvivalProperty.com. That's SurvivalProperty.com.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Mark with you.
And Guard.
It's Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about anything you want to talk about. And, you know, we'll get you on the air. The one rule here on Free Talk Live, I guess there's two. One call a night, and ladies go first. So
I like that.
We're going to go with Terry, but real quick, I want to tell you about the skinny pills I've been taking.
Yeah.
Dex C20, they've been working for me. I've dropped weight. My pants are getting looser. I haven't changed my diet in any way. And they don't give you that weird, freaked-out thing that diet pills do so often. These work. I cannot stress to you enough. I know people here, radio talk show hosts, talk about things like that. I could never take those pills because I'm so, you know, stimulants bother me so much. Mm-hmm. I'm losing weight. It's absolutely true. I've got it tracked on my little Excel spreadsheet. If you want to lose weight, you want to do it easily, you want to get through the holidays without eating all that extra food, Dex C20. You can get it at a gold box. It's GNC, Walgreens, CVS, any of those places. It's Dex C20.
All right.
So let's go to Terry in Webster, New Hampshire. Terry?
Hi, how are you?
I'm
hey,
well.
Terry.
I wonder if I have the right number, but my question is about my rabbit. He's about 2.5 years old.
Excellent. This is Veterinary Talk Live, so tell me about him.
Okay, good. And he thumps his foot, and I don't know why he does it. And the second question is, how can I get him to be affectionate with me? That's all.
Well, he just thumps his foot. When does he do this? What's sort of happening when he's thumping his foot?
It's usually usually about half an hour after I come home from work at night.
So you get home, and he waits about a half an hour, and then he thumps his foot. Does he just thump it a few times, or does he thump his foot, like, the whole time? After?
No, just a few times, and then he stops.
You know, I'd say that it's probably some little idiosyncrasy. We all have our own personalities. Rabbits have theirs, too. God gave us each personalities, and I'd say that it's probably just, you know, him just doing his little rabbit thing.
I can't tell you how to make it more affectionate other than
food. Food will make him affectionate.
That's exactly it. Food,
there's nothing,
sweet stuff.
Nothing they like, you know, more than celery and carrots and lettuce. And they like the romaine lettuce and the really deep green lettuce. Not so much the iceberg.
He doesn't like spinach.
Yeah. Who doesn't like spinach?
Well, yeah. So if I picked him up and gave him food, he might not run away when I try to pick him up?
Well, it is certainly, the more food you give him, the more likely he is to stick
around.
Make
him like a government welfare program. The more you give him, the more he'll come around.
That's exactly how it works. Thank you,
Terry.
And then
charge your neighbor for it.
I appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. And
I'm glad we could savor that relationship.
It's a show about anything. Okay, so let's go to, Glenn, the firefighter in Kansas. Glenn?
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey,
how are you, sir? You got any rabbit problems?
From flyover country.
Yes, sir.
This stuff about dumping out your kids and the fire department, that's making a cyclic deal.
What's that mean?
That came to Kansas about 5 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And one of the people that was sponsoring it was at that time was a Senator Olean. And she, of course, had a big meeting in the municipal building over in Junction City. And I just flat shouted at her. I was mad because... And then she said, oh, but you guys do muscular dystrophy. Well, wait a minute.
What's that have to do with anything?
Number one, Jerry asked us.
Uh-huh.
They never asked us.
Right. And see, politicians don't ask.
No, they never ask. They don't know
how to ask. They don't have, I mean, they're sociopaths born without the ability to ask somebody whether something's acceptable to them. They pass laws and they throw people in jail if they don't obey.
And a lot of people got mad at me for being direct, but... Oh, well, after a short time and three DUIs later, the highway patrol got fed up with her and she's gone.
Excellent.
But this stuff is cyclic, and this is the nanny government, and it's going to just keep coming at it. And almost every time that somebody suggests these stupid things, you have to take out your D-cell batteries and just bounce them off their heads because it's nonsense.
Well, you know,
it's interesting.
Good advice with the rabbit, but rabbits are kind of ornery and they're not really intelligent creatures. But you just keep feeding them and keep picking them up. Eventually, they'll quit biting you.
There's always Hass and Pfeffer.
Yeah. So, and this deal over the Guantanamo Bay, I might as well touch on that. Most of those people down there, we already know were from newspaper articles and things that they were just snatched.
Yeah.
And most of them are just a bunch of goat farmers that got in the wrong place at the wrong time.
And I'm sure some of them are bloodthirsty killers.
But they need a trial anyway. And the bottom line is that here I looked at that whole deal over when they started grabbing people. They were remember that they in 1984 when they were bringing in all the prisoners to be executed, and the people were screaming and raving. That was a show deal to keep the Romans happy with bread and circuses. So,
1984 show deal, bread and circuses? I'm sorry, I don't understand.
You're not catching. You ever seen 1984 by George Orwell?
The movie, I've never seen it. I have read the book twice.
You need to go see that because you'll love it. You'll see so much of the nonsense that's going on today and the double.
I read the book, but I haven't seen the movie.
Go get it.
Maybe I should get it on YouTube.
Get it on eBay.
It's a good one. I
appreciate the call, Glenn.
Okay,
and thank you.
Have a good night, guys.
Thank you for what you guys do with the boots and getting out there and raising money for muscular dystrophy. I know that you don't have to do it. Even if your department does it, I know you don't have to do it, Glenn, and I appreciate you and all the firefighters
do
that.
And Mark, before we go on, I do want to mention, though, because Glenn brought a couple things up about Guantanamo. There are two more chunks of this that need to be expressed so people can grasp these things. First, with a non-declaration of war, when you capture people, the constitutional and only legal other recourse to try these guys is to try them under U.S. criminal code under terrorism. In the 2006 military tribunals, what happened was
These guys are being held without habeas corpus, not under U.S. criminal code, but in these military tribunals that the Bush administration set up. They said this is not legal. They went to the Supreme Court, Hamdan. The Hamdan case, they came out and said, yes, it is not legal. You've got to supply these guys with habeas corpus trials, and you can't hold them indefinitely without showing what the evidence is. Now, I understand the rationale of the Bush administration not providing evidence in some cases. They say, well, we could be revealing secrets and so on and so forth. All right, fine, fine. If you want to make that argument, we won't touch that. We'll just stay away from that. But these guys are supposed to be upholding U.S. law. The laws did not provide. There was no law that Congress had written on the books to provide for a court system above the state court system and below the federal courts, below the Supreme Court system, which is constitutional. They can set those courts up. So what happened was the Hamdan case, the Bush administration loses. The Supreme Court says you've got to give these guys habeas corpus hearings. The Bush administration says, well, we can't keep this up the way we wanted to. So Congress writes the Military Commissions Act and basically gives them the power to selectively lift habeas corpus and to conduct these very trials that they were doing in a super constitutional way. So the Congress, and this is liberals and Republicans, the Democrats and Republicans all together, they just gave the president the power to lift habeas corpus. That is patently unconstitutional. Everybody who voted for that should have been gone immediately.
I think that there's some problems with the with this sort of extra extra legal system that they had out there. All of this could have been prevented if we wouldn't have gone into Afghanistan in the first place. I know this isn't going to be popular. I'm sorry. The fact is, the Constitution provides for this circumstance with letters of marque and reprisal.
Absolutely.
That's if we would have let an organization like Blackwater, because I know that the United States offered a reward, it wasn't nearly as large as what we've spent on Iraq and Afghanistan. It's not even close. It's not even in the zip code of what we've spent. But if they would have provided, instead of a measly $10 million or something like that, $100 million. I know it seems like a lot, but we've spent $1 trillion at this point on this war, these wars. If we would have offered $100 million for Osama bin Laden and told Blackwater that they can collect it, because we also excluded any company from America or any American from collecting that money, if we would have let Blackwater go after him, there wouldn't have been these problems.
And who knows what the outcome would have been, but at least the process would have been proper and constitutional.
All right, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI line, and it's Free Talk Live. Give us a call.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs,
As the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. Call in and talk about whatever you want. We're live here on a Saturday night. Call in and hijack the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Mark with you.
And Guard.
And
I'm not happy.
What aren't you happy about?
I'm not happy that Ian is being incarcerated for not having harmed anyone, and it looks like they had him completely set up. I'm not happy that so few people who are going into public office actually care about the rules they swear they're going to uphold.
I know that's
hypocritical
absolutely
bastards. And I'm not happy with the fact that the bulk of the United States population is either so lazy or so stupid they don't care.
I hate to use terminology like that, but the fact is Thomas Jefferson said that if you weren't vigilant, you weren't going to keep the republic.
Mark, I used to have faith in the average intelligence of my neighbor. You know, I want to be treated with respect.
They're the smartest person. They're the smartest person to deal with their life.
Right.
However, people don't seem to get liberty, and they don't seem to get the idea of leaving people alone. But there is a way to have a little fun.
That's right, folks. If you go to funknobs.com, it's an online store featuring whimsical decorative knobs and poles catered towards consumers looking to give the playroom, kids' room, bathroom, or even the kitchen a unique and fun flair. Funknobs.com is the creation of parent company Internobs.com. You've heard about them on Free Talk Live. They've been online since 2004. And remember this while you're listening to the program. If you happen to hop over there and check out what they've got, use code FTL to save 10% on your purchase at funknobs.com. Don't forget, it's funknobs.com, sort of like funknobs.com.
Well, there you go. We got some calls,
right,
so
let's
go to it. Pardon me if I don't know exactly what I'm doing on these lines. Scott, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, great. Learning how to use these lines. Go ahead.
Well, and I hope you guys prepared for this because you knew it was coming up and that there was a chance he'd be going away for a little while.
And
I think anyone in Keene that sort of is into the civil disobedience, this would be a great time to put a couch on your front yard, in the front yard, as a matter of, support and protest and see what happens.
I was wondering if people were going to be dropping couches off at the home residence of the judge. I mean, I wouldn't
even
espouse that. You know, I would hate to
even
think
better
that
idea.
Do that.
Mainly what I was calling about was I just got back from a trip that I took to New York City for about a week.
Uh-huh.
And I wasn't surprised, but people really thought Barack was the new Black Jesus. I talked to quite a few people there, and they thought Barack was going to lower their rent and say and turn everything around and save the country. And I was just shocked that people really believe that one guy.
And you know this whole bogus approach where he says that he's going to lower taxes for 95% of Americans. All you got to do is go to the National Taxpayer Union's website, and you see that the top 20% of earners, top 25% of earners, pay 80.079% of all federal income taxes. What they've done is they've done terrific semantic ledger domain to convince people that the people who get the earned income tax credit, who don't pay income taxes, deserve what they call a tax cut. In other words, they're going to get money that other people will pay in taxes. And you can see that another aspect of it is, and I've mentioned this over over my website at the Liberty Conspiracy, they have said, they've denied, Joe Biden kept saying, oh, Barack Obama's plan doesn't include any plan of raising taxes on people who earn over $42,000 a year. That's because he doesn't have to have it in his plan, because the decrease in taxes on people $42,000 and under came with the Bush tax cuts, and those are set to expire. So he doesn't have to have it in his plan. It's going to happen anyway. These people are such bogus charlatans. I can't believe anybody would believe that crap. It's so ridiculous.
And this one particular person I talked to in New York, he was my cab driver.
Yeah.
And we had quite a long conversation about it. And really, I think he was maybe typical of the average person who thinks it's okay to take money from people that are well off and give it to other people. Just because someone is well off, like that's an excuse to or justification to steal from them for wealth redistribution. Some people really feel that that's totally justified.
You know what
I wonder,
system.
You know, fat people have more blood in them than skinny people. I wonder if it's okay to suck the blood out of fat people.
We're a nation of vampires. The world is a vampire.
I understand that it can be frustrating that some people have more money than others, and certainly they don't live their lives the way that I do, and sometimes the things they do are ostentatious, mm-hmm. but to make them the target of wealth redistribution, it's just stealing.
I wonder,
instituted stealing.
That's right. It's as Frédéric Bastiat said, the French economist of the 19th century, he said it is majority sanctioned theft. And I wonder, Mark and Scott, and everybody else over Free Talk Live, whether they're on the bulletin boards or anywhere over at freetalklive.com, I wonder if there's a way. I was talking with my friend, and they're involved with an animal rescue shelter. And they had a big auction thing last night where they raised lots of money, thousands and thousands of dollars, maybe $100,000 for this place. It was an amazing amount of money. And his wife is a real lefty, and especially on economic issues. And I said, well, you can tell her now that thanks to Barack Obama, all the people who donated, or most of them, who are very wealthy people here in New Hampshire, they will have more of their taxes taken from them, so they won't be able to choose to give the animal shelter their money. They will have to have it taken from them, and Barack Obama and the other folks in Congress will choose where to spend their money.
Because they know how to live their lives better.
Now,
Scott,
I'm wondering.
I appreciate the call. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Scott. I'm wondering, Mark, if you could make an argument to some of the left-wing people that that Scott was mentioning in New York, maybe some of the poorer people, and you say, hey, look, if you're getting more in a handout than that other person is getting in a handout, and that's not fair, so we're going to take from your handout to give more to that other person's handout. They would never look at that because they'd say, no, just take more from the rich guy to give it to that guy.
I think we should take the cell phones and color televisions from the people that claim to be poor in this nation and send them down to Haiti. Let's go to Nick in Colorado. Nick?
Hey, Nick.
Hello there.
How are you, sir?
Hey, remind me again, why did we invade Iraq?
Iraq? Well, because there were weapons of mass destruction there that could end life as we know it. When they said weapons of mass destruction, and drop the term yellow cake, what they really meant is Saddam Hussein was seconds seconds away from creating a nuclear weapon and killing us all.
And, of course, the secondary rationale was he's broken 18,000 UN resolutions and nothing's been done. So the United States is going to have to take care of that.
The United States has broken UN resolutions on the American Indian many, many times. Go ahead.
So how many times did he use these weapons of mass destruction or these nuclear weapons?
Well, we know that he used chemical weapons against the Kurds.
Yeah, he gassed the Kurds, and I'm certain, I believe in my heart of hearts that there were some chemical weapons over there. However, that's not over here. It's a world away.
Okay, so now when we go invade another country, are they just supposed to roll over and play dead and say thank you?
It would depend on each individual what they thought about it. I feel like when you're in a uniform, you cross the border of a country with an intent of destruction. Mm-hmm. That whatever happens to you to the military over there is fine and dandy. I mean, if you wanted to be safe, you should have stayed home.
Well, you know, the way they tried to portray this as a defensive war, and it's not a war. We know it's not a war. They never declared war. Ron Paul offered a declaration of war. Didn't vote for it, but he offered it, and he got like 3 votes. At least Tom Tancredo was honest enough to do the right thing, and he voted for the declaration, even though I would not have voted the way that he voted in favor of it. But, there are a bunch of other things to consider here. You know, if you look at these guys going in and invading another country, I spoke to a talk show host, a total idiot. And he said to me, I said, so let me ask you, if the left wing is right and this was a war for oil, is that justified? And he says, oh, absolutely. I said, so if a company in a nation is not willing to sell us something that we really need, let's say a company in South Yemen is unwilling to sell us certain minerals to the United States government that they need for our defense, that makes it justified to invade that country. Yes. And that guy is a Republican, and I'm very scared of that mentality.
Yeah, and it would be one thing if we could actually send the military out to rob and pillage and steal, and of course we'd have to let them rape because that's militaries have done for so long. And let them do that. It would be one thing if we sent them out and we actually got the money, but we don't even get the money. Gas prices were going up. Nick, we've talked all over you. I'm actually going to bring you back at the top of the next hour. Hold the line. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI line. Call in. Tell us what lily-livered liberals we are. Call us and tell us what evil, cold-hearted conservatives we are. I know it's confusing. Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Ionic.